RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Won the lottery, doesn't it? Actually, that is the sounds of the bell, the opening bell going off on the New York Stock Exchange floor. I always think it's cool when they do it, but there was a good reason to be happy at the end of the day. The Dow was incredible. In fact, across the board, it was that way when it came to stocks. It's something we haven't seen in a very long time. I think if you told someone, hey, the Dow was up, geez, almost 500 points, they would think that you were trying to pull their leg, right? Like, oh, you could have gotten in on something here because it was on the rise. But really, it was a big day. And shockingly, this is the other part of it, it had to do with the central banks and bailing out Europe, basically. So the surge on the banks move, and it was a big surge, and it has to do with the U.S. dollar, too. While we're all concerned about the dollar, the Dow jumps to its biggest gain since March of 2009. That's where we begin America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. I've changed the pronunciation of my name. That's what happens when you have cough syrup mixed in with coffee. Don't try it at home. Stay away from it. Anyway, the investors around the world were racing to kind of scoop up stocks when they saw that it was on the rise. Because, as I said, across the board, between the Dow with the big jump that it had, all of the stock indexes closed up 4%. Now, here's what the scoop is. Why is this when it comes to the central banks? Well, it's the first time we've seen any kind of a coordinated effort globally since November of 2008. What happened was, for now anyway, this was a way to pump up what's happening in Europe to avoid the credit crunch and a complete paralysis over the debt crisis there. So the central banks coordinated an intervention, and they used it to, you know, funded it basically with U.S. dollars, we'll say. And that's why we reaped the benefits of the positive move, because the Federal Reserve and five other central banks, which would include that European Central Bank, and also our friends in Canada, the central bank there, did the joint action to lower the interest rates on what they call dollar liquidity swaps, making it cheaper for banks to trade in U.S. dollars. And that hadn't happened. So this way, the financial markets, the strain has been eased across the board. But it could be a false sense of excitement. However, it should lead to some economic gains. I would think it would have to. So this is a big saver, if you will, a huge, huge saving moment, because you had everything up. The DAX, which is in Germany, that was up 5%. In England, they saw that they were up 3.2%. France was up. You know, across the board, the economies were up. So it's the first time, especially with Europe, that we can say, wow, the world markets had higher gains. And the Eurozone types, the finance ministers, have improved that increase to the bailout fund. So now with that combined with what happened on Wednesday, that's huge news, and hopefully it continues for at least another cycle or two. So, yeah, so everything was up across the board. But what's interesting, because remember, American Airlines filed for bankruptcy, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, so they had their stocks plunge 80% on Tuesday. Now, that would have been an example of getting in it when it was like at 30 cents or 20 cents. And then it rose 25% on Wednesday, 25%. And even gold futures moved up, too, over 30 to 1,744.20 an ounce. So there was a little bit of a movement there. Oil was up 43 cents. We predicted that 100 a barrel. Not always so excited about that because you look for prices to change if that keeps going up. If we ever saw that barrel go to like 142, ooh, then I think what you should do is get out the bicycle, dust it off, and practice riding just in case you have to ride to work. And obviously, more of us are working longer days, taking fewer vacations, part of that probably because less money. I read a story where we're forfeiting $34.3 billion, they say, in vacation days. The average worker, many of you listening to me, probably earn 14 vacation days, but you'll only take 12 of them. Expedia did a survey about that, and it's the same number of days that were left last year. So people are forfeiting at least 2 days on average. And like I said, it makes sense because the Bureau of Labor Statistics says the average full-time worker earns $39,416, and you combine the two, and that makes up the $34.3 billion worth of time. That part's brutal. I think you should take your days if you can take your days. And on top of all of that, while we're celebrating the up news on the New York Stock Exchange and across the board and all the indexes, how everything went on the day, there was also another report that came out. It's always about numbers and money, right? That shows that most of us can't afford a $1,000 emergency expense. So while you have this unused vacation time, and if you were paid for that, I guess that would be pretty good. But if it's not paid, then it doesn't make any difference or you can't swing it over. A lot of times companies won't let you carry it over. But the fact that $1,000, if you're exposed to a $1,000 emergency that you can't afford that, ooh, that's rough. Because think of the things that cost. Water heater exploding. Well, I call it exploding, but leaking, and then you have to get it replaced. I know all about that. Yep, $1,250 to replace a water heater. Mm-hmm. So, you got to have that spare change somewhere, under the mattress, in the banks, someplace in the cookie jar with all the change you've been saving forever and a day. Coming up in this hour of America tonight, besides the economy and the rosy outlook for a day on the markets, what does all of that mean? We're also going to take a look back at this day in history. Do you know that we had an 1824 presidential election that went to the House? Quickly, in the recesses of your mind, think about the presidency in 1824, and I bet you're going to understand and remember who it was. Who were the two that were left standing that had to really duke it out? And, of course, it had to be decided, as I mentioned, by Congress. People forget this, but Congress decided to turn over a presidential election to the House of Representatives because of the 12th Amendment to the Constitution. Of all the amendments that we're spouting, that's one that we don't really hear of too often. We know about it, but we don't hear of it too often. This day in history on December 1st, it was used. We'll get to that a little bit later. But Herman Cain, in the meantime, everybody's handicapping it. Will it be Thursday? Will it be Friday? Or does he punt the decision on whether to stay or go in the race for the presidency on the Republican side into next week? Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
I can tell you something that stopped in this country earlier in the day and into the hours of the night. Well, it was the roads in Manhattan. Yes, I know they can be crowded as somebody who traveled back and forth from New Jersey to New York. But Air Force One was at JFK 441. Could that be the worst time? Yes, because the president was in the Big Apple for a couple of fundraisers. So it was a traffic nightmare. And he didn't leave town until just before midnight, East Coast, of course, time. So for that entire time, three fundraisers that unfortunately coincided with the annual lighting of the Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center, people were furious. Unless they were on foot. If they were on foot, it didn't matter. If they were anywhere in a car, it was brutal. Because where the president went, of course, you got to secure the area, the Secret Service. They closed down so many of the streets in Greenwich Village, the Upper East Side, and West Midtown. And all of those neighborhoods, some of you listening to me hail from those neighborhoods or have been through them, you know, it's just a freeze. It's just a freeze. If you've never been to New York, it's like a canyon, right? Giant buildings. And it's an island. Manhattan's an island. So you're on an island with a lot of people. The most people in the United States crowded into one island with very big buildings and lots of traffic. So it was a madhouse. And I guess there were even trains that were delayed and buses would have been, that would have been a problem for the buses probably too. So on foot, you had a better shot. And maybe with the subways, if you got in at the right stop at the right time. Not winning any favor there. There was controversy as well for the president traveling around the country, Scranton and then New York, and who's paying for this? Because how many times has he been out to so many of these various states that, oh, by the way, will happen to be swing states when we go into the election? And the White House made it pretty clear. Jay Carney, who's the White House spokesperson, said, listen, because they're getting a lot of questions about this, if you were to break down the numbers, the DNC is very careful, because I know people are going to pour over this, to say, okay, here's the campaigning and here's the presidential stuff. The campaigning is paid by the DNC. I think I'd kind of like to look at those numbers. How about you? Of course you're going to take grief for that. Of course. But that's why I keep saying there's an advantage to being an incumbent, because you are the president of the United States. And whether people like it or not, and they want to take chunks out of you for using taxpayer money to go and give speeches, and then it's kind of unclear, did the Democratic Party pay for it or did the taxpayers pay for it? You're the leader of the free world. You have the means to move around the country, whereas it's a little bit different for the opposition, which in this case would be the Republicans, but hey, that, no matter who's president, whether it's a Democrat or a Republican, that's going to come up. Only Obama has had more trips to some of those key places than any of the candidates in the past couple of cycles, which would mean Clinton and Bush, since they both had two terms, and then Bush Sr. as well. Then we'd have to go back after that. But I think he's had the most of anyone. It's been over like 56 stops. But will it happen? Will it help him, rather, when it comes to votes? Let's go to Don in Washington. Hey, Don.
Hello?
Don?
Hello?
Hey, Don. What happened? Did you fall off on us?
No. Down in Wyoming, you said Washington.
Oh, I'm sorry. Gosh, I had Washington on my mind.
You meant
fault.
Washington. I hope you meant Washington State.
Yeah, I'd love to see you go to Washington. That would be an interesting trip. But you've been back east. You've been to New York.
Yeah, and you know, you were being too nice to him. It's not an island. It's a rat hole. It's a rat maze there. It's a little rat running around, Kate.
Oh, come on.
No, and...
Do you like... Listen,
though,
these
are the same... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Do you like Mark in New York?
Oh, I love... Well, no, he's the exception, but I think he lives up island, doesn't he? Or he's not in Manhattan, is he?
He runs around Manhattan. He might be on the island, but he runs around Manhattan, so he's not a rat.
Well, anyways, I was going to say that. I was going to be nice, because I like all your callers. But anyways, Kate, but these are the same people that vote for him. So, you know, how could they have been upset if he came to town to see him? You know, because, you know, they were saying, oh, it's our guy. Wasn't that the way it's supposed to be? If your guy comes to town, you don't care if you're stuck in 6 hours of traffic, right?
I'd be upset if my guy came to town and I was stuck in 6 hour of traffic. Are you kidding? You just had 8 hours. You commute probably an hour in, an hour out. That's 10. Now you multiply, yeah. Throw some more, 12, 13, 14. Who's picking up the kids from daycare? No, it's a nightmare.
Yeah, they are the apple of our eye, aren't they, Kate, there in Manhattan there. So, but anyway, though... So is this thing about a 13-year relationship Herman Cain had there on the side? Is that a full-fledged thing? Is it just fact or fiction?
No, it looks like it's pretty much fact.
Ah, so now he might be dropping out of the race. Is that right?
Oh, he's dropping out. How can he sit? Look, he's already dumped like a rock going to the bottom of the Hudson River, to use a New York metaphor. There's no question that he's not getting the backing that he was getting before. The balloon is burst. It's just there. No one's going to back him. He's not getting enough of the Republicans behind him. He can't get this nomination.
Well, it seems like Romney and Gingrich are the only two that are standing still. You know, I mean, they pretty much just stayed hanging in there. And that would be an interesting ticket there. Romney running for president with Gingrich as his vice president. You know, Gingrich is so far to the right, he drives me nuts, you know, being extreme conservative. But at the same time, you know, Romney was, running as a liberal to the liberal left just to become governor of of Massachusetts. That's why some people call him a flip-flopper in the Republican Party. Myself, but, you know, Gingrich would be there to help keep him to the right, right?
Yeah, let me ask you, let me stop you. Let me ask you this question, because I said earlier, and you didn't hear it, but I said I was listening to other talk shows today. I was kind of taking a sampling of shows, and I was wondering who people were picking as their candidate, because, of course, that's all the talk about the Republicans and the next debates coming up and all of that. But nobody really waves the flag big time for Mitt Romney. Do you wave the flag for Mitt Romney? Is he your guy?
Well, Kate, it's going to really come down to
that's a hedge.
It's not really. I'm not voting for Obama, if that's what you're asking me. So.
No. But do you like Romney? Are you excited about Romney? Do you get behind him? Or do you feel really good about Romney, and you really want to see him get elected, and you're just jazzed beyond belief to see this guy running?
I can't say I am. I mean, I'm not against him. You know, I mean, if he'd be a good guy, I guess. You know, I mean, you know, I fortunately, there's probably, you know, majority of the population in my home state there of Utah that would sit there and vote for him just because he's a member of the, you know, LDS church, same as me. But just because he's a Mormon, I'm not voting for him. You know, I'd have to listen to him more and be convinced that he's going to stay, you know, to the stay to the right, you know. And but at the same time, you do have to understand, you know, we just got a lesson on this, you know, when this deficit reduction committee, and now they just couldn't come up with an even split on how to drop the debt, you know. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe it was like half Republican, half Democrat. Is that right? And so the point is there's got, if you get somebody too far to the right, then the left's not going to work with him. And the same thing, Obama's too far to the left, the right's not going to work with him. So we're going to have people that are kind of in the middle, you know, towards the middle, which is where I'm at. And I'm not saying that my type of politics is going to solve all of our issues, but there's going to have to be somebody who can reach across the aisle, either side, you know, and get things done. And I'll tell you why, because, Kate, here's the thing, you know, the only thing that this Occupy Wall Street movement has shown me is that, you know, they're upset because the 1% of the filthy rich are not using their money to help get America going again. And I mentioned this to you a bunch of times. It's not going to happen until they get one of their guys in the presidency, okay? They're not going to sit there and just start flooding the market with money or flooding the economy with money and helping things turn around when you got a guy who's going to sit there and keep taxing them more and more and more and say that, tell them to their face they're not paying their fair share of tax. It's not going to happen. I'm sorry. We're in a capitalist society.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. We're hitting the music here. Just like we were on the stage getting an Oscar, you have to get off. So thanks, Don. But, yeah, you got to, in a capitalist society, if you're going to cream the capitalists, they're not going to play fair. They're not going to try to play at all in that game.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family.
peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com, or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
America tonight for something called Napster. Do you know Napster? Do you remember all the conversation about Napster? It was the scourge of the music industry, but it blazed a certain trail that led to what we now have as far as digital music is concerned. Officially, on Thursday, Napster merging with Rhapsody. That is the largest on-demand music service in the United States. Come on, what are you jumping and jamming to on your iPod? It took me a second to think what I was going to say. I was thinking iPad, because I guess you could really be doing that on the iPad. But I'm still an iPod person, so if you have an iPod, you know exactly what we're talking about when it comes to music and downloads and all that kind of stuff. Rhapsody actually announced last month that it had done a deal with Best Buy to pick up Napster subscribers and whatever other asset nonsense. So they picked up Napster in 2008 for $121 million. And the financial terms, of course, they don't ever give you all of that. I don't know that we'd want to look at them. This CEO makes $500 billion. Napster actually, though, launched in 99, and it was a big deal when it first launched, because you had kind of a peer-to-peer file sharing service, for lack of a better way to describe it. You could swap music files. And it became a thorn in the side of a lot of people because of the copyright infringement. And it only survived for 2 years before it was shut down by the courts. But during that time, the recording industry and other trade groups, some other trade groups, so the Recording Industry Association of America, and some other people got really hot under the collar, and they went hard and heavy against Napster. They filed, I'm not kidding you, hundreds of lawsuits against people. You know, the girl in the dorm at Boston University who was 18 and a half years old who downloaded music. So a lawsuit eventually took it down, and then they would call it the Napster effect. And it highlighted the problem. I mean, consumers didn't want to pay 20 for a CD when what they wanted was what? One or two songs. We just want the A side. We don't want the rest of it. And it proved to be inexpensive and attracted, of course, a lot of people. And now you've got Rhapsody, where you can download as many songs as you want for $10 a month. And that was founded in 2001. They got about a little bit shy of a million subscribers or so. But every single day, something new is coming along. I mean, every single day. Technology moves faster than the speed of light, faster than Herman Cain can say, I give up. I don't want to do this anymore. Because he still hasn't made up his mind. Oh, Rick in Illinois, hello.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
You remember back in January, I told you this Republic was going to be like a three-ring circus. All the clowns are coming out. You see one clown getting out of the race, and no one's going to jump back in. It's all on the clown. So,
send in the clowns, right? That's what you think it is?
Play that music. Send in the clowns. Now, Herman, I hate to be in his shoes because he's got to go home, heading home. I just wonder if he's going to get there. He's closed out the front yard.
It's going to be like a waiting to exhale moment when Angela Bassett set the car on fire and had sold every single one of his belongings.
Yeah, or worse, he might get a frying pan up the side of the head.
Oh, publicly she's not saying that. Publicly she's saying, oh, here we go again. And the few times that she's been caught where someone said, oh, I, ran into Mrs. Cain, she's saying she's not putting any stock in it. But that's publicly. There's no way. Cain is done. I mean, he's saying to his supporters it's a trying time. It's a trying time for everybody to watch him, melt in front of our eyes. When you're melting, you get out. You say, I give, I'm done, okay, this is it. Whatever's true and not true. I mean, I'm sure some of the stuff is exaggerated, but I heard the Ginger White thing is really true.
Yeah, she just come out today and said what hotels they went to and where they found the food to together.
Absolutely.
So I imagine they're digging up the record now to see the registration at the hotels where they're supposed to be. So.
Yeah, there's no way that he can wiggle out of that. But you know what, I'm glad you called because I know you'll be excited by this, but there are some people that are backing Sarah Palin that are saying, we really want her to get back into the race, and there's a group called Conservatives for Palin. They bought almost $7,000 worth of TV time in Sioux City, Iowa. They're trying to convince her that she needs to run.
Palin's sexcapades?
No. You're so mean to Sarah Palin.
Huh?
You're so mean to Sarah Palin. No, I'm talking about her. I mean, her group wants her to run. These just are conservatives that are, they're not paying attention to some book that was, some trashy book that was written about her. They want to see her run for president. Why not?
Yeah. Right.
You know, Betty in Kentucky said that. Why not? It's a wide open race. If you want to run, Rick, you should run. It's wide open.
Well, let her run, and Obama will have to do nothing then. She'll just end up beating herself.
She's not going to run. But there's no way.
No, there ain't no way. Because the big Republicans already told her to begin with she's not going to run.
She's not. So mm-mm.
They already pulled the rug out from under her. But like David Letterman said, you have to feel sorry for Herman Cain because after he gets out of the race, he can always be an airport security guard. So, he likes to pat women down. So.
But I'm bump. Now, he's Mr. Pizza Man. He doesn't have to worry about that.
Yeah,
he always delivers. There's so many punchlines, it's ridiculous, isn't it? You know, yeah. Sarah Palin, here's the thing. Why would Sarah Palin run when Gingrich just gave her the roadmap to money? Gingrich was in South Carolina, and he was saying, listen, all these people that are attacking me about what I was doing in Washington, I wouldn't do this if I didn't want to do it, because I was making $65,000 a speech.
Gingrich thinks people are stupid, because now he claims he's not an insider, he's an outsider. I mean, he's insulting the people's intelligence.
He's on top. He's on top. He has a new wife. He's even saying, listen, he's saying his wife Calista helped revive his campaign, and at least he knows, listen, he knows what he's talking about, right? He knows history, and he knows the issues. He does. We can't say that he doesn't. Of anyone up there, unlike Rick Perry, he knows when election day is, and he knows how old you have to be to vote, and he gets it. He does. He is solid on the issues.
He could be he said he's not an insider, he's an outsider. So.
He's not an outsider.
No, he's an insider all the way.
Yeah, he's an insider.
They start hammering about taking all those millions of dollars from Freddie Mac or whatever, lobbyists and all that. So.
Well, that's where he could have problems, because you go back to the same thing. Although that's like everybody in Washington. He's no different from anyone else. So he gets out of politics. He has a name. He knows his stuff. People want to hire him. He gets paid big money to speak, and he gets paid big money to sort of lobby. And now what happens when someone pays you big money year after year after year after year? Do they have favor with you just because of that? Well, isn't that human nature a little bit?
Well, like I said, he's the 1%, and the 99% of people is going to be against him, so he'll just fade out for it's all over.
I don't know. The prediction is that he may blow up, but I don't know.
Well, I say big Republicans, the top Republicans already picked Mitt Romney for their leader, so
that's a definite. Thanks for the call, Rick. He is the establishment guy. There's no question. You talk to anyone, we'll call them higher ups, the higher authority in the Republican Party, the kingmakers, and it is predetermined that the guy is Mitt Romney. That's why I've said before, earlier on America Tonight, who is really excited about Romney, though? Who really wants to see this guy win? Who's just jumping to have him get the nomination? That's what's so odd to me. Who are these people that are making him the anointing him the one, when I don't see any excitement for Mitt Romney? Is anybody listening to me right now that is really, really jazzed about Romney? I'll tell you where there's more passion for even Ron Paul. Definitely there's more passion for Ron Paul. What's very strange is, according to, there's an establishment media poll, most people in America favor Romney or Newt Gingrich over Ron Paul, right? But a poll conducted by the Washington Post and ABC showed that most Republicans hold an unfavorable view of Paul and his philosophy of smaller government and the Constitution, sticking to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, that instead that they prefer, as I said, Gingrich and Mitt Romney, who is the ultimate flip-flopper. We can dig up tape of him saying one thing and then saying another thing. One thing I give Ron Paul, he does not, whether people think he's nutty or not, he does not change his opinion. He sticks with the same point of view, And he is starting to come up in the polls. He is definitely starting to rise a little bit. He's not first or second. Sometimes he's third or fourth, but he's getting much more numbers anyway. And he definitely has a loyal crowd. But what would it take for Ron Paul to knock off Romney or Gingrich? I mean, there's your question. And how does he do it? He can't do it. I don't see how he does it. Even though a lot of people are jumping on all the things he said for a long time. Audit the Federal Reserve, smaller government. Now they all want to claim that they've been saying it for a long time. Stay with us.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down. I've got a little bit of respect. Don't take it away.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want me to live
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com
and iTunes.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
I love you, baby. I love you now. I love you, baby. I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but let's just go out and ride. Talk about the things we tried. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but I'll never get inside. We got too much to hide. Come on, babe. Come on, girl.
So Newt is surging while Kane is fledgling and trying to decide whether or not he's staying in this thing. It's just inevitable. Probably by the weekend he's done. It makes no sense. Maybe he pops up in some other role, but interesting. It's been a wild ride since August watching what's happening with the Republicans, the rise and fall of several candidates, and who knows, we're really getting into the meat, the sizzles falling away, and now we're diving into the main course because you have the primaries and the caucuses that I've been talking about. It starts in Iowa, then New Hampshire, and goes from there. 800-259-5791, throw in your 2 cents. Now, to be sure, not everybody thinks, by the way, that Kane should get out of this. I got a note from somebody today. Somebody sent me a note and said that this is going down the path of these are people that are just trying to attack Kane, and we're praying and hoping that he stays in this thing and that his family can weather it. and that this is unprovoked attacks, and some of it's just complete nonsense, but there's very few people who are saying that. Very few people. I got one note from somebody who said, just join us because we're fasting and praying for the next president of the United States. Post your prayers for Herman Cain and his family and his staff. Pray against the people who falsely attacked him. Anybody thinking he was falsely attacked? See, here's the thing. The more evidence that mounts, really serious evidence, not, oh, some Democrat came up with a secret plan to push this person forward or whatever. You can't say that with the Atlanta businesswoman. It's just, it is pure fact. It's not made up nonsense. So that's 13 years of how many trips, how many rendezvous, and if you're pushing yourself off as I'm devoted to my wife. Yes, we have ups and downs, and that's what you're saying. And this is a big deal to the American public, especially Republicans on the heels of all the other allegations. This just can't happen. It's not going to happen. Because if he doesn't have the backing, he doesn't have the money, you can have as many prayer circles as you want, but it's not going to elevate Herman Cain to continue to stay in it and to get the people to back him any longer. I mean, it's not going to happen. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan. Dan, are you with us?
Had to put my headphones down. Mr. Skate?
Hello.
You're there. Okay. I had to put my headphones down.
I gotcha.
Okay, and I turned up my phone where you can hear me proper. I think Cain is done, but that's not what I called about, per se. Today I found out that since 2008, we have loaned the banks of Europe approximately $8 trillion. That's T. That's 1,000 billion per trillion. $8 trillion in money to keep them afloat. We, the American people, our money is being given to them to keep them afloat. That house of cards is about ready to fall. When it goes, it's going to take out all the banks in our country. Our dollar is going to be worth diddly. And we're going to be in a world of hurt right at the time of the election. This is all planned by Obama. His Bernanke connection is the one that loaned the money. It all started with IAG or whatever that
is. Oh, AIG, yeah.
AIG.
Yeah.
It all started with us buying a majority share of AIG because they had insured all of these European banks, and then we went and bailed out the banks to make sure that they got themselves covered. And we, the American taxpayers, once again, like the savings alone, are going to be holding the bag for all of this. It is time to throw Obama and all of these crooks out, including Bernanke. This country cannot survive, and we cannot have this. This man should be arrested. He's an illegal alien. He's in this country illegally. He's not an American citizen. He was born in Africa. He was a usurper when he took the Senate seat in Chicago. He was a usurper when he became a United States Senator. He was a usurper when he became president. And the news media are hand in hand with this clown. And we need to throw him out. Not only that, we need to recoup all the money that we have given him, plus all the money that he spent on those vacations, plus all the money that he got as a state senator and as a United States senator, because he wasn't qualified for any of those positions. And last but not least, it's time that we, the American people, got a fair shake from our politicians. And if they don't perform when we send them to Congress to do what we tell them to do, throw the bombs out regardless of who we have put in there.
Woohoo! You said a mouthful. I just say he's ineffective. He's ineffective. I agree with you. He's ineffective, so he shouldn't be there. I don't think even the people that voted for Obama want him to come back, Dan. And when it comes to the money situation and tracking the money, like with the European banks, you're absolutely right. That's why today we saw such a surge on Wall Street, almost 500 points, the Dow. And why? Because now all the banks came together, the central bank in Europe and several of the other banks, including Canada. It was a real globalization effort. And then it goes back to the American dollar, thank goodness, because what you're saying is that if the dollar crumbles, and you're right about that, then we're all sunk on the fates and fortunes of what happened with a tremendous amount of money that was lent, and that was why the concern over the Chinese and the manipulating of their currency. And when it comes to Ben Bernanke, I absolutely agree. I mean, what is the truth about Bernanke? He's wearing a mask. He's talking out of both sides of his mouth to me when they trot him up every other month, and then he talks about inflation and, oh, what's the interest rate going to be and whatever other nonsense. I didn't think it was going to be quite the way it is, the economic forecast. And now Bernanke is getting praise for what happened in the surge on Wall Street because of Europe and trying to keep all of that together because of the banking, I'll call it globalization, all these different banks, the central banks. But still, this is on the heels of the Federal Reserve and the big banks too big to fail, like you said, the three dreaded letters, AIG, that we dumped $13 billion of our money into this. And, you know, more than that. But they, $1.2 trillion, emergency loans of $1.2 trillion. But then the banks ended up getting $13 billion. So we gave them $1.2 trillion. They ended up making $13 billion, and we got butkus in return, we, the American people. So now there's all these reports, and this is something we knew, because Hank Paulson, the Secretary of the Treasury at the time, he had no strings attached to any of the money. Take the money, even if you need it or not. Here's our deal. We got to do this. Boom. And then whatever happens, repay as you're going along, repay it, and then the money that you're reaping on all of the interest and everything else, you're paying out in bonuses, $13 billion. And that was money they could take advantage of because it was below the market interest rates. So now all of this is coming out, but it's not a surprise. I don't think this is a surprise to anyone because there was no strings attached to it. So, sure, loans were repaid with losses, without losses, but then what's also there is that we paid a heavy price for this. We paid a price much more than beyond the dollars because of the secret money that helped the biggest banks grow even bigger. So banks too big to fail became the banks that became powerful and bigger. And we didn't get anything in return for that. You know, where's the justice in that? Where's the fairness? My mother told me life wasn't fair. She was right.